recording. Oh God, it's so hot. Okay. All right. Okay, so do you want me in the middle? Okay, cool. Yes.
Did you say you're checking on, you're watching Andy Rogers show just for the intro? Andy Rogers show.
Dispensary weed is grown by dudes in lab coats who've never been outside, and this guy thinks sunlight is a setting. At Smot Sticky Farm, we grow organically grown weed raised in real soil under the natural sun. Not that rushed, lab-lit dispensary garbage. You'll instantly feel the difference.
It's a bomb that is very sticky. I should have stickers that say I got sticky at Smot Sticky Farm.
Touch dispensary weed. Smot Sticky Farm. Organic, sun-grown, universally preferred.
Stickers that say I got sticky at Smot Sticky Farm, but I haven't ordered any yet. 2025, we started late June, and it was probably the most perfect time to...
Bell. Out in the dirt where the real ones stand. Sun-grown fire from Smot Sticky Farm. Yeah. Hands in the soil, you're done right, not scammed. Every single bud from Smot Sticky Farm. Oh.
Smot Sticky Farm. Oh. Smot Sticky Farm. Oh. It's loud and sticky, it's Smot Sticky Farm. No shortcuts taken, just growing the land. Good weed only.
Smot Sticky Farm.
Light it, pass it, tell your fam if they ask where it's from.
Smot Sticky Farm!
I tried Smot Sticky Farm's giggles and it was the best weed I have ever had. I would rather be homeless than not have giggles in my life.
Smot Sticky Farm, oh, Smot Sticky Farm, grown outside.
Okay, yo, this is the one we call Tech Night right here on the Anthony Rogers Show. Let's go!
Hell yeah!
What's it like being a living legend?
People have been calling me legend for so many
decades.
I think it's my actual name.
Say legend.
I think that title comes with time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Time in the game. Time in the game doing really kick-ass music. You know, because we care about the craft. And people recognize when you care about the craft, people will give a fuck. You know what I mean? Legend comes with 25 years of strange music. Me and my partner Travis O'Gwynn, 25 years strong in strange music. Legend comes with 40 years of the game.
I think you had all my friends in my 20s drinking off that Caribou Blue.
Caribou Blue, yes.
I think everyone in my 20s was drinking that. I think like off of that song. I remember being at so many parties, I'm just blasting that,
like
drinking that, making that
like 5 years ago, this would have been Caribou Blue. They had the fixings here, but I've been sober for 4 years.
Wow! Congratulations.
Oh, this is a smoothie.
Those are good. Those are good.
How did you get to the point where you were like, I need to get sober, like, you know,
I did not
change my life?
I did not.
You did.
I fucking hate it.
My actually fucking miserable.
My doctor said 4 years ago, if you don't stop Mr. Caribou Lou,
Mr. Caribou Lou,
you're gonna die. And my wife said, you're gonna quit with me.
You don't smoke or anything?
Yeah. I said liquor.
Okay.
If it's natural, it grows from
fair,
it.
Fair.
If it grows, then yeah. You know, so
I just couldn't imagine Tech Night
mushrooms.
Not
I can do that.
Okay.
Not yeah. During the show.
Alcohol
shit like that.
Is pretty bad. I think I'm all about
it. What was it like having the soundtrack for the Kansas City, like the Chiefs? What was that like? Was that badass or what?
Red Kingdom, you're talking about.
That is badass, yeah. It's Red
Kingdom. Yes. I wrote it in 2019 and it's still here, man. It's crazy.
No, there's 2 Super Bowls since then, yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's crazy. 3, actually.
Yeah, 3. Yeah.
That's crazy.
You know, and Red Kingdom has always been the backdrop. I think growing up as a Chiefs fan, my Uncle Ike took me to the Chiefs game for the first time when I was 5 years old.
Oh, wow.
And he took me all the time with him. So I've been a fan since 5.
What's it like seeing the whole stadium sing that? Like, what's that? That's huge, right?
I've been a fan since 5.
Yeah.
So,
that's magic,
to
man.
See it finally happen over the years, mind-blowing. I played halftime there and everything for 70,000, 70-plus thousand people.
Wow.
You know
amazing.
What I mean?
That's
so,
amazing.
and I've done the parades and like, you know, so many people. You know?
Yeah.
It's a dream come true for Kansas City natives. Tech Nine.
What goes into building like an empire, especially like you know, going into this?
Merchandise.
Ooh, okay.
Great product and music to start with, because if you're whack, you're hard to roll. We've been good straight out the gate.
Yeah.
No pun intended. Straight out the gate. I'm gonna get on search.
Can you let me bring two?
What's your favorite song, Pierce?
What'd you say?
What's your favorite song, Pierce?
My favorite song of mine. He just asked me to call one of my babies ugly. All my babies. They're all my babies. Favorite song of mine. My fans say my best song is this ring from an album way back in the day. But I get better and better over the years, so I'm like, whatever. You know? I don't have a favorite song because I'm still writing. I just put out an album like a month and a half ago. A brand new album. I'm still writing.
What's it called?
5816 Chorus. This is my origin story from age 12 to age 17 when I ran away from home on a quest to become Tech Nine.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So I've written a lot of wonderful hits. I have platinum and gold plaques all over my house. I've ran out of space. You know what I'm saying? I have 8 more coming. I don't know where I'm going to put them. So.
It's a real struggle. Man.
Yeah. I know.
It's a real struggle out there.
We got to pay for those, though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, do you?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
We got to order them.
I didn't know that.
$355 a piece, something. I don't know. Something like that.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah. People don't know that. They're like, they just sent them to you. Hey,
damn.
You just sold a million copies.
You just sold
3 million copies. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to call them. Order that shit.
Like, you know, you got the money to sell.
I want my trophy, motherfucker. So I want this one, this one, this one. You know what I'm saying? You got to pay for everything. Like, so to say that a favorite song, man, I have so many. I have so many. And I don't know, I might not have written the one that I say now. This is the end all be all.
Right.
This song right here, I just wrote Yoda. And I'm talking backwards like Yoda, you know what I'm saying? What is what has a Yoda talk? He said,
yeah, the way he talks, yeah.
A Jedi Skywalker.
Yeah.
I can write a rhyme like that.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? It was the hardest thing I've ever done. And so I'm still trying to level up lyrically.
Yeah. Sure, that's awesome.
More polished with my pen. Yes, I still write. I'm not running the motherfuckers in his phone, in the studio, like, I'm old school. I hang my paper up.
Analog, man.
And I read that shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I study it before I get there.
Better when you write it.
Because I write it as a freestyle that comes out, like my first line. Like, Yoda, broke I am. I'm like, oh, shit. How many times now? Equivalent to a fucking 20 times. You're a dope, my jam.
No.
Oh, shit. After running tickets, revoked I can, you know? In front of a really starving killer goat, my man. You know what I'm saying? I write it first in 4-bar segments, and then I put it on a dictaphone recorder. My dictaphone recorder. I play it off out of my phone from my on my pill. You know what I'm saying? My Beats pill. It's a red one. And I record it perfectly. I fuck up and I erase it and I start over. And I say the whole 4 bars, I listen to it, I'm like, holy shit! And then I finish and go to the next 4 bars and do the whole thing over again, right? 4 bar segments. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm still trying to create that one song. You know what I'm saying? Like the pick of destiny. You know what I'm saying? I'm still trying to create that one song. But I've done it over and over.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Is there anybody you haven't worked with that you want to? Because you worked with like so many pet prisons. Are there anybody that you haven't done that?
Yeah, man. Mike Bessel.
Sweet
Chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Always love Trent Reznor.
Nice, yeah.
He's going to see a lot of these videos like, man, stop saying my fucking name, man.
That's a clap on here. On your tech guy, Trent Reznor.
Yeah, man.
That'd be fucking great.
That was just two, you know, right now. So, I mean, I still got my eyes and ears open for new talent all the time because I'm an exec as well. I'm co-owner of Frank Music.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Got it right here.
Ooh.
Man.
That's sick. How does vulnerability play a part in your songwriting, especially with this new album?
Something I've always been in my music.
Yeah.
Vulnerable, I've been an open book. And who taught me that? It was the late, great Quincy Jones when he signed me in 97. He said, Tech, write what you know, people will forever feel you. I took that as, what do I know? What do I know? I know that no matter what we have as human beings that differ from skin tone, different religious beliefs, different political beliefs, different everything, but we have things in common, like emotion. So, that being said, tapping into emotion. When I wrote Suicide Letters in 1989, I had no idea that it was going to connect to people like who thought the same way. It's my story, my individual, you know what I'm saying, me as an individual. There are other individuals that share some of the things I've been through, even though we differ in so many ways. So through emotion, vulnerability, yeah, we open up in music. We open up and tell our stories pure, no fluff. And just give it all, embarrassing and everything. And just roll the dice. And the brave, like myself, we come out the victors. Like, damn, I actually like that shit.
Yeah, like hit me.
Yeah.
They could actually relate and like, they felt like
they were seeing when I talk about, when I talked about how sick my mom was, you know what I mean? Epilepsy all her life, and pancreatitis in 09, made me do a dark album called KOD, King of Darkness, and then 2014, lupus took her away. Talking about all this, this journey with my Christian mother, so much hell for her on earth. Do you know how many people can relate to me? When I'm writing that shit, I'm just writing my story.
Yeah.
That's weird. I mean, I related. My mom passed 2 years ago. So I related to that. It's insane.
Yeah, man.
Sorry to deal with that shit, too.
Yeah, man.
Worst, that's the worst thing on earth ever
happened. Yeah, man. That shit, like the worst that shit never goes away.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
So, we share those stories.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't keep them bottled up. I have shit in that little black box in the back of my head that I can't let out. Every once in a while, I go inside it and I give you a story.
Yeah.
You know, when I was doing Jelly Roll's wife's podcast, you know, she said, so, you're a seventh grade teacher. I'm like, ah. Yes, I was in love with her. Yeah, we did different. You know, I took that out of that little black box. I wasn't supposed to. I have shit that can hurt people from my past all the way up to now. No, not all the way to now. Because I'm an evolved man, so I have no more shit. But shit from the past, I can't. Every once in a while, I go in that box and I say, maybe this. Maybe I can slide that one out. That's what they respect.
Yeah.
Vulnerability.
Absolutely.
Makes us
human, right?
Yes.
Authenticity is the highest frequency, I think. I think the only higher than love is authenticity, probably.
Yeah, man.
Frequency wise.
You know, they look at us on a pedestal. We're always on a stage.
Yeah.
And they're looking up to us. Musically, everything. But when you tell them about your woes and your happiness and all that, it brings us on a level playing field.
Yeah.
And they're like, wow, even Tech N9ne, multi-millionaire, MC, he's still going through the shit that we go through.
Yeah.
that was a flex.
No, congrats, though. No, I was hiding for you. You hiding me up off that. Like, I'm hiding for you, man.
Yeah, sorry.
No, I'm waiting to say that, too.
I've been that for a long time. You should be able to flex.
Yeah, I've been that for a long time.
You know what I mean?
I've been I've been a multimillionaire a couple times. Early on, I fucked it off and didn't pay my taxes and had to get it all back. Then made it all back.
And then you're like, okay, I'll pay taxes.
Then I gave it all away to people. Then I made it all back again.
Nice.
More. You know what I'm saying?
Congrats, man.
That ain't me just bragging, because without you, without the people, none of that would happen. None of this would be possible. I would not be allowed in the light not to play main stage tomorrow without people agreeing and saying, fuck yeah, Tech N9ne.
Yeah.
I agree. It's the same thing with a podcast. It's like this would be a Zoom call or something without
fans. We always joke, like, this would be a delusional Zoom call. If it was
right.
No one watched it.
Right. Not the people.
Right, exactly. We're not, you got to be grateful for where you come from.
We need each other to help each other up. I always say that. But a lot of people want the divisiveness and division. They don't want togetherness. That's why festivals like this bring people together, different genres and everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? That's beautiful.
No, it is.
That's what I based my whole career on.
Yeah.
It's meshing with shit that people say we shouldn't mesh with.
Yeah.
That's right.
Who said beautiful music should just love beautiful music?
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how many people are like, it was good. Falling Reverse song was good up to that rap bullshit.
Like, oh, damn!
Respectfully, some people want their metal just metal, fuck everything else. But the majority, when I come out on this stage, what is that when you might even think of the devil? All over the world. That's togetherness. You know, with a couple of people over there, like, man, that rap bullshit. That wasn't my idea, it was Roddy's idea. I'm in shredding, Jack Rebellion. Okay, you know what I'm saying? But what a wonderful idea he had. To mix shit together, then pull Alex Terrible in. Fuck yeah!
It brings people together.
This set was fantastic.
Come on, man!
It's so crazy.
I've done two tours with them already, man, and it's like, it's such a fucking blessing, man.
Yeah.
To see him grow from Escape the Fate, all that shit, and all the turmoil that we through all the way up to now. People, a lot of people dislike him. A lot of people love him. More people love him. And I think it's funny as fuck. You know what I'm saying? And I see it all, I'm like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people love me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got love on me. You ain't got too many people to say, fuck Tech N9ne, I hate him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't have one.
Nah. But Ronnie got it.
The biggest
Ronnie got it, and he don't give a fuck.
No, he doesn't.
You know what I'm saying?
I love his video. I love that, like, character of him just being like, I'm a rock star in my mansion. What's up? Like, fuck yes, you. I love that persona. It's kind of funny, but that's the complete opposite of your thing. I think that's why you don't have that much. You don't put out hate.
No.
So you don't get it back. You know what I mean? That's how I feel.
No, man. You know what I'm saying? I brought up Ronnie because I was talking about togetherness.
Yeah.
And people with divisiveness and how they want us to fight each other. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Instead of helping each other.
Yeah.
I will not be one to block anybody out.
Smart.
Religions do it all the time.
Oh, yes. Government.
You know what I'm saying? They do it all the time. Everybody got their little boys club and shit. You know what I'm saying? But I've been independent for all this time.
I think you're the biggest independent rapper, aren't you? I mean, is there a bigger independent rapper than you?
It might be today.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know. You know,
I'm just going to go with
that. I think Russ.
Russ is great too. Yeah.
I think Russ is independent. That's pretty big. Yeah. I think Jonah Lucas now is independent. That's pretty fucking big. They said that what's the guy's name with the three on his head? Chance the Rapper.
Oh, yeah.
They said he's, damn, that's fucked
he's
up.
He's a bad dude. That's
fucked up. That's fucked up. I know Chance. Not personally, but I can think of the name.
He's an independent announcer.
This guy with the three on his head, that's fucked up.
You know, with the big nose,
and yeah.
Two eyes and two ears. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Right, Mr. Planet. Yeah. That's the guy with the guy. But,
Oh, shit.
Yeah. What was I talking about? It's Halloween.
It's fucking so, is there anything else you want to put out or that you want to promote or anything before we
I think we said
up?
A lot.
Yeah, you covered a lot. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, you're an absolute legend. I appreciate you being on here, man. Really big fan.
Thanks so much. Can we get a group selfie roll?
Good, yeah, that'd be great.
I think I might get another one of those, man.